Welcome, my friends, to the Generations Broadcast. My name is Kevin Swanson. I'm a homeschool father of five, raising our children out here in the eastern plains of Colorado during the demise of Western civilization, the breakdown of the American Republic, the breakdown of faith, family, and freedom. However, we have a vision for this, and as long as a few families and a few fathers have a vision for freedom, I think it is accessible. I don't think it takes a majority, but I do think it takes a few people with brains, with a vision, with a hope, with a desire, with an appreciation for the value of freedom and a willingness to get out there and actually do something for it. Dave Buhner's in studio with me today, and in just a moment, we're going to get Mike Donnelly from HSLDA. He's an attorney for Homeschool Legal Defense Association on air with us to talk about the Ramaike case. The Ramaike case, of course, being the German family that came over here looking for asylum in America from the persecution they were receiving in Germany. We've talked about that a long time. Parental rights, a very important issue. But before we go there, Dave, I need to point out that there are a huge number of Americans that agree with us on one thing.
Liver tastes bad.
No, they agree with us on the fact that you cannot trust the government. And by the way, George Washington agreed with us on that too. George Washington would say things like, government's like fire, a cruel master and a fearful servant. And so you shouldn't put a lot of trust in government. And that's the way people are looking at government now. This is a recent story from, I think it's CBS DC News. Pew Research has done this study. Fewer Americans than ever trust the government. 73% of Americans distrust the government. That means 27% trust. That's not very high. I mean, Dave, I would expect that to be a lot higher under Barack Obama. Apparently, it peaked in the 1960s under Kennedy. I think that was the last time people really trusted the government. It's been going downhill ever since. Now, fewer than ever, people trust the government. I don't know if it's the drone thing or what it is, Dave, but there's just, 73% of Americans do not trust the government. Now, it turns out 56% of Hispanics don't trust the government and 80% of whites. My guess is pretty much everybody on welfare is going to trust the government.
Well, they are trusting the government.
They have to, don't they? I mean,
if the check doesn't come, they don't eat.
Then where is my check? So there's a lot of people that trust the big mama pig, and it's typically, I think, the ones on welfare. But confidence in the public schools is very, very low too, Dave. I think we mentioned this a few months ago. Confidence in the public school now at 29%, down from 58% in 1973. And it's been going downhill almost nonstop since 1973, a 40% fall. Friends, this is a free fall. Of those who trust in public schools in America, only 29% of American parents trust in these schools, and they still send their kids to them. Because my understanding is 71% of kids are not being homeschooled right now.
That's alarming.
I would guess 29% of Americans trust the public schools. I would expect that 71% of American parents ought to be homeschooling or private schooling. So Dave, what gives? And it appears to me that people don't love their kids. Because about the same percentage of people are sending their kids to public schools today as did back in 1973. And yet you have far, far less Americans who have any confidence in the public schools, yet they send their kids to the public schools. Why? Because the love and appreciation for children has declined. If parents are saying, hey, I'll just leave them in the public schools. Who cares about the kids? Don't trust the public schools, but I'll leave them there anyway. Dave, is that a bad interpretation of events here?
Well, Kevin, I think that some parents are going to ask the questions, if not the public school, what? They might not trust the public school, but they don't know the alternative.
Maybe they don't have an alternative.
They don't know about public schooling. Man, they don't believe they can do it.
Hasn't the word of homeschooling gotten out there?
No.
Are you kidding me?
No.
There's stories all the time in the news about homeschooling.
But that's other people homeschooling. There's not stories all the time about how they can homeschool, how they can actually make it as a family.
Dave, only 29% of Americans believe the public schools will do a good job for their kids. 29%, that's 71%. And my understanding is it's about 88% of American families are sending their kids to the public schools. Turns out 6 or 7% of them are private schooling, 3, maybe 4% are homeschooling. But Dave, the majority of Americans still sending their kids to these loser public schools, and they're not willing to get their kids out of these schools, apparently. And yet they have very little confidence in these schools. That, according to this poll, friends, that's been conducted by Gallup since 1973.
Kevin, let me put it to you this way. Most people who know anything about the Federal Reserve have no confidence in the Federal Reserve, but they still carry around in their wallet Federal Reserve notes. They don't have a viable alternative. Now, to those people who don't have confidence in the public schools, they have a viable alternative. They're just not aware of it. It hasn't reached them. No one's taught them and said, you can raise your children at home in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. It will be a blessing to you. It'll be a blessing to your children. And they get this big eyes, and it's like you're talking from Mars to them when you talk to them.
They don't understand the average homeschooler is up around 87th to 89th percentile on nationally standardized tests. That is, they're 35 to 40 percentile points above the national average. That's kicking. I mean, that's really, really good, okay? 35 to 40 percentile points above the national average for the average homeschooler, average public schooler down around the 50 percentile point. And friends, it doesn't make much difference. And there's no statistical difference whatsoever of the performance, academic performance of kids whose parents are teacher certified versus those kids whose parents are not teacher certified. No difference. Okay. You don't need a professional to do this at home. You do need to love your kids. You need to put some time into it. You need to sit side by side and do the work. I mean, you got to do that. And you know what? There's more and more parents doing that. And I'm hoping that more and more parents will realize they don't have to keep their kids in substandard schools. They can get them out. There is freedom to do that in all 50 states in America. However, no appreciation to the Barack Obama administration on this one, friends. Thankfully, it's been HSLDA. It's been a lot of hard work from the Homeschool Legal Defense Association and lots of Christian families across America who have fought tooth and nail for freedom in all 50 states to homeschool. Now, sadly, this is not necessarily true for people in other countries like Germany or Sweden. One family tried to escape from Germany, came to America for asylum because they were about ready to lose their kids. Sweet little family called the Romeike family. They've been on the air on this radio program before because they were able to escape, and they live in Tennessee, been there for about 4 to 5 years. In the Department of Homeland Security, the Attorney General, Obama administration, Dave, is working very hard to provide amnesty, not to this family, but to millions and millions of illegal aliens. In fact, they're trying to deport this one Christian family. Okay, I mean, now get this straight. You got all these illegal aliens coming across the border, and they are doing everything they can to provide amnesty for them. But this one Christian family who was persecuted for keeping their children in the National Socialist schools out in Germany, and they were homeschooling them there, they fled to America, and now here is the Barack Obama administration trying to deport this poor family. Now, why do you think they're going after this family? Don't you think they have other more important things to do, Dave? Don't you think that maybe the Attorney General ought to be working to get sex traffickers arrested? Or can't the INS go after Muslims smuggling WNDs into America?
Kevin, we like to call that the Democrat voter base. So they're not going to go after that.
Okay. and a point well taken. This one family in Tennessee, probably not Democrat voters.
Well, hopefully they're not voters because they're not citizens.
Yeah, but they're homeschoolers. They're Christians. They probably aren't killing their babies.
No, Kevin. I mean, here's a picture of Uwe and his family.
Yeah, they haven't killed any babies yet. They've got, what, 7 or 8 in the picture.
No, they. I don't know if they've
got a lot in the picture.
It's a beautiful family.
It looks like a family.
Norman Rockwell painting almost.
Absolutely. And they haven't killed a single one of their kids. That's not positive for the Democratic voting base. That's not going to do much for the 2016 elections.
The Department of Homeland Security believes they are a threat to security.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how.
I mean, man, they're a sweet family. They're trying to obey the law. They're not illegal aliens.
No, they're legal.
One thing you could say about them.
They're legal.
They did everything they could to play this legally.
Which, if they would have just gone to Mexico and walked across the border, nobody would bother.
Oh, yeah, then the Barack Obama administration do everything they can to get them amnesty.
In Colorado, they could get in-state tuition.
Sure. What in the world is the Obama administration doing? Shutting down these homeschoolers? Dave, are they trying to shut down homeschooling in America, I wonder? I mean, we're going to ask Mike Donnelly that in just a moment. The Barack Obama administration have gone after guns. Will they come after home education? Hard to say, but I will tell you this. It certainly demonstrates the evil character of our government. If it's pure unadulterated evil, I think they like it. I think they go for that. Like, yeah. Yeah. If it's pure unadulterated evil and it involves a violation of the law of God, yeah. But if it's something kind of good, I think they find it repulsive. And that's the kind of thing that's happening in this case with this poor family from Germany, the Romeike family. Apparently, the Attorney General of the United States has appealed to the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals to keep this family out of the United States of America.
They're already here.
Well, they want to deport this family. They want to get them out of here. Dave, it's amazing the kind of faith you see in the Romeike family who are willing to come all across the ocean to have the freedom to homeschool their kids. And there are a lot of American Christian families that won't get their kids out of these public schools. The reason the Romeikes pulled their kids out of the public schools was because of the sex education. I mean, you talk about the sex education, the pro-homosexual stuff that's being taught in American schools everywhere. In fact, you know, in these K-6 schools out here in Douglas County, in Elbert County, you've got signs that refer to the GLSEN organization that is, you know, they're promoting homosexuality in the K-6 schools here in America. And of course, that this is why the Romakis pulled their kids out of the school. They did not want their children getting the wrong form of sexual education at 6 and 7 and 8 years of age. And they didn't appreciate the worldview being taught in these school, these socialist schools. So they exempted their children from these schools. And for that reason, they're being persecuted by the German state.
Well, Kevin, I think they did the right thing getting their kids out of the public schools, getting out of Germany. The thing is, they just hadn't read a newspaper for the last 50 years and didn't know what America was. They thought this was perhaps America 1960. Turns out this is America 2013, and it's a whole different country, whole different value system. And in 1960s, there was still some prayer in the schools. There was still some honor of parents. Mm-hmm. We didn't have every family busting up in divorce. The gay lesbian community was in the closet, and we weren't $16 trillion in debt. We weren't forcing people to buy health insurance. It was a different country. And I don't think that the propaganda made its way to Germany yet. They did the right thing. They just came to the wrong place, or at least the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah. And Dave, but one exception to the rule, there is a group of Americans who have worked very, very hard to fight for homeschooling freedoms and parental freedoms to get their kids out of these schools. Now, granted, the Brown decision, the Palmdale decision were decisions that curtailed the rights of parents to make decisions concerning their kids who were attending public schools. So any parent who sent their kids to public schools lost freedoms over the last 20 to 30 years to determine what their children do in these public schools in reference to sex education, et cetera, et cetera. Now, so if you send your kids to public schools in America, you lost your freedom. But thankfully, there is an island of freedom in America still for home education, hard fought by guys like Chris Klicka, Mike Ferris, Mike Donnelly, Mike Smith, and the guys from HSLDA. And of course, the grace of God that established an island like this. I would hope that somehow other folks can come to this nation and enjoy some of these freedoms as well. And that, my friends, is what Mike Donnelly is going to share with us in just a moment as we interview Mike Donnelly on the Generations Radio program next.
Every year, Generations with Vision sponsors a family economics conference somewhere in America. This year, we are sponsoring two conferences, one in Washington State and the other in St. Louis, Missouri. For families who want to reintegrate the family into a family economic vision. For families who want to find ways to mentor their sons and daughters into the family economy. This is just the conference for you. How do you choose the optimum business dreams for your family? How do you integrate your children into the family economy? What about budgets and debt and capital investments? And what about inheritance and taking care of grandpa and grandma along the way? We'll have young entrepreneur panels, mom and daughter panels, farming panels, retail and e-commerce panels, audience surveys, and some great keynote speakers, including free-range farmer Joel Salatin, entrepreneur Eric Weir, and Kevin Swanson. Join us for our four-day mega conference in St. Louis or the two-day fall conference in Olympia, Washington. Register today at FamilyEconomics.com. That's FamilyEconomics.com.
And we are back on the Generations broadcast. My name is Kevin Swanson. And friends, today we want to talk about homeschooling rights, parental freedoms. These are really significant battles being fought in the present day. And to some extent, we've been losing these battles, not necessarily within homeschooling. Thankfully, due to the work of Homeschool Legal Defense Association and others, we have seen homeschooling rights secured in all 50 states. However, the battle continues, and it's not as if this thing's going to be easily won. Certainly, the opposition of parental rights is very strong, especially on an international level, and that seems to be seeping into America, especially with this recent Romaika case. Some of you may know the Romaika family came to America. They found asylum in America, in Tennessee, actually, and they came from Germany where homeschooling was against the law, and they were just about ready to lose their kids in Germany, so found asylum in the United States of America. And, of course, millions, if not tens of millions of families have found asylum in America for a number of reasons, political persecution, religious persecution,
et cetera, et cetera. Well, this one family found asylum in America, but sadly, the Barack administration is now going after them. They're trying to deport this poor homeschool family hanging out in Tennessee. So we're going to Homeschooling Defense Association now to get an update on what's going on with the Romucka family out in Tennessee. And with me is Mike Donnelly, who is an attorney for HSLDA. Mike, welcome back to the program.
Great to be with you, Kevin. Thank you.
Mike, I tell you what, the Romucka family, we thought that they were going to be safe here in America. I guess it's not that easy.
Well, Kevin, they left a lot in Germany for the hope of freedom here in America, and they were granted that asylum by a judge in 2010 who agreed that the German government was persecuting them, both because of their religious beliefs as well as because they were homeschooling. But the administration, the Obama administration, appealed that victory to the Board of Immigration Appeals, which agreed with the Obama administration, who were arguing that homeschooling is not a fundamental right, and for Germany to prevent families from homeschooling was okay. The Board of Immigration Appeals said, that's fine, we're going to reverse this finding of asylum. We have now appealed on behalf of the family to the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, which is going to be hearing arguments on April 23rd. And, you know, we are hoping that they will overturn at least some of those arguments being made by the Obama administration and give this family asylum here in the state so they can stay here and not have to go back to Germany, where they would face fines, exorbitant fines, threats to the custody of their children, as well as possible jail terms, which is still what is happening to parents who want to homeschool their kids in Germany.
Now, you have been in contact with some of the folks in Germany, in Europe. I know you just came back from a conference in Europe on home education, and they're still having troubles out there, I take it. Although, are there people attempting to homeschool in Germany still?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, homeschooling is a compelling method of educating children for Christian parents and non-Christian parents. And, so the reality is that there are parents there who are very dissatisfied with the education system in Germany. And this is true in other countries, too, like Sweden, where they're as repressive as Germany in many ways against homeschooling parents and Christianity in general. But there are definitely parents who are seeking to do that. And, they face tremendous difficulty to do that. Uh-huh. But the thing is, Kevin, we forget here in America that it was only 30 years ago that American homeschooling families like yours, that were experiencing that same kind of difficulty, that same kind of pressure from the culture. And so, we are hopeful that this conference that we were at in Germany, we had the conference in Germany, in Berlin, Germany, where we had a couple of politicians brave enough to come and speak out against the policy in Germany. We're hoping that this conference and the people that came to it will spark some change in that country, although we're not, right now we're not seeing a lot of change. Mm-hmm. We're hopeful that some right-thinking people in Germany will realize that this kind of persecution is simply antithetical to the kinds of freedom that any country in the West should be supporting.
Well, the best shot for freedom in the modern world is, I think, still America. There was a few other maybe smaller nations that are interested in freedom as well, but America has had a shot at freedom. There are people who like freedom and are willing to come down to our day at the Capitol here in Colorado or other places where homeschoolers gather to celebrate freedom and to encourage their legislators to advocate freedom as well. And of course, HSLDA has made significant progress with a lot of court cases and legislative efforts. And of course, we ought to mention lots and lots of other people who've joined into those fights as well. But we've made some progress. Now, what is happening here with the Barack Obama administration? Are they reversing some of this?
Well, what's really going on here is that the you've got government lawyers doing their job, which they're supposed to do, and which, notably in certain notable instances, they are not doing their job. For example, choosing not to defend DOMA as an example. In this particular case, you've got government lawyers who are doing their job, advancing arguments on the other side so that the judges have an adversarial opportunity to look at the law from both sides and make a ruling. Now, it is concerning, however. We're very concerned about the arguments that the Justice Department is making, though. They don't have to make arguments like it's okay for Germany to prevent all people from homeschooling. I think they're confusing equal protection with equal persecution.
Yeah.
Just because you equally persecute someone doesn't mean that it's okay. Mm-hmm. And, our country should be standing for those fundamental liberties of, you know, particularly the right of parents to direct the education and upbringing of their children. And they should be arguing that even if they're going to look at the other side of the equation. You know, of course, you know, the Eric Holder Justice Department with a stroke of a pen could let the Romaike stay here if they wanted to, and we would call on them to do so. It would be the right thing to do. But the reality is they're not doing that. And so we are concerned by these arguments that are being made by the administration. But we're going to take this to the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals. We have some very good arguments, we think. And, you know, it's in God's hands. And we're very confident that he's going to do his work in this circumstance.
What's your shot at winning at the Sixth Circuit of Appeals, Mike? What's the makeup of that court?
You know, there are some good justices on that court. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like the Ninth Circuit, I suppose, which has a very significant reputation for being very activist and sort of left-leaning, so to speak. It's not quite like that. But, you know, you never know. The judges are supposed to apply the law. And here we have some good legal arguments, we think, some legal arguments as well as some human rights arguments that we think are compelling. We're growing up trying to defend against the law. So, you know, from that perspective, you're always pushing against the tide, so to speak. But we're hopeful. We're praying, and we're working diligently on behalf of this wonderful Christian family, the Romaike family. They're just wonderful people. And in the end, we know that God is going to be caring for them, and we're going to be working very hard for them.
Mike, is this attack on religious rights, religious freedoms, is this the Obama administration saying that that homeschoolers do not have any religious right to home educate their children?
You know, they are. This administration certainly has a deaf ear when it comes to religious freedom, it seems.
Uh-huh.
And so when you're looking at this case, and I want to be careful not to overgeneralize this particular case, which is in an immigration context.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at the immigration law. These are foreign citizens coming here, and it's a very different area of the law. But at the same time, it's hard not to look at some of the arguments that the government is making in this particular case and just sort of separate that from their overall apparent hostility to religious freedom. You know, they're arguing that the Romaike's religious beliefs were not frustrated because they're not members of a denomination that says you have to homeschool.
Mm.
Well, that's confusing the issue. That's saying that if you're not part of a group and the group has to say that you've got to do this, then you don't get the right. No, that's not how we look at religious freedom in America. Religious freedom in America is determined on the basis of individual conscience.
Mm-hmm.
And not on the basis of these collective or group evaluations. And the administration, the Justice Department in this particular case, is advancing the idea that, well, if you're not part of a denomination that says you have to homeschool, then you don't get to claim that it's a religious conviction. And that's very frightening. Would they do that in the context of American law? Well, fortunately for us, we still have some resemblance of a federal republic remaining, and the education laws still are at the state level, even though the federal government is working very hard through things like the National Core Curriculum, Common Core, they call it, to drive internationalist and UN-type education into the states and take it out of the hands of the local government.
Mm-hmm.
But we still have education laws at the state level, and home education is still regulated at the state level, so the feds do not have the ability to come in and say homeschoolers don't have the right to do what they're doing, whether it's for religious reasons or for other reasons.
I'm amazed at how much protection we have here in America, thanks to the establishment of this government by our Constitution some 220 years ago. It's refreshing to know that there are a few impediments to the rising tyranny of the day, and that has been provided by our heritage. I hope that we have it in us to protect it.
Amen, indeed. And we need to rise up and protect it. Homeschooling freedom is not a given. As homeschoolers, we were born in the travails of political activism, really, having to fight for the very right to do what we thought and we knew was right, that we were called by God to do. So I think our movement is really bathed in political activism. We have a real appreciation for the liberty that exists. And unfortunately, it doesn't seem like a lot of people in the broader culture have that same appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully they'll wake up and realize that, you know, freedom isn't free.
Yeah.
And, you know, we homeschoolers can only do so much. And I hope that the broader Christian movement and broader Americans movement, realizes that our freedom is being threatened and our federal system is at risk. And they need to stand up and fight for that kind of freedom that we enjoy. And otherwise, we're not going to enjoy it.
Mike, if families are concerned about the Ramaykis and would like to do something about it, I suppose they can't do a whole lot in terms of bothering the Sixth Court of Appeals, but they probably can pray.
Well, they absolutely can pray, and we call on everyone to pray for this family and ask for God to superintend the work that we're doing to prepare for them and to protect this family, to give them favor in the eyes of the magistrates at the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals. We have some good arguments that the court could take and rule in our favor, and we just need for them to hear those arguments and to agree and rule in our favor. And the prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So we would love to have the prayers of your audience, Kevin.
Yes, and I hope that America continues to be a place of refuge for people who are coming for asylum for things like religious persecution, as the Ramaykis have from Germany. Mike, thanks so much again for joining us on the Generations broadcast. We appreciate the battles that you fight.
Thank you, Kevin, for all you do. We're a partnership. It's a team, and we all have to work together to retain those important, precious family and religious freedoms.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I cannot overestimate the importance of fighting for parental freedoms in the 21st century. This is the quintessential battle for freedom in the 21st century. You can fight for guns. You can fight for a lot of things. But if you don't have access to your children to raise them in the fear and admonition of the Lord, to root them in a proper biblical worldview, how in the world are we ever going to oppose a totalitarian state and massive statism that ultimately wants to overcome the family, the church, everything, and dominate every single part of our lives? If we do not re-empower the social system of the family and do so by fighting off this massive, massive attempt to control families on the part of federal governments, international governments, even local governments, friends, you pretty much can give up the battle, the generational battle for freedom. You can pretty much walk away from it. Now, I have presented a generational battle for freedom, a vision for this, in my book, The Second Mayflower, available at our website, kevinswanson.com. By the way, the audio version is also available. In fact, we hand that one out for free for those of you who sign up for the regular RSS feed on our site. So just remember that is available. The visionary book, The Second Mayflower, which is really the essence of a hopeful vision for the future. I mean, man alive, we are not signing up for some dystopian 1984-ish vision of the future. No way, no way, no way. As long as there's a God in the heavens and Jesus Christ is on the throne, risen from the dead, man alive, this dystopian thing is not going to happen, okay? It's just a matter of a few of us getting a vision for what could happen in the future and passing the vision on to our children, and you need to get a copy of The Second Mayflower. Throw away your copy of 1984 by George Orwell. Get my book, The Second Mayflower, at our website, kevinswanson.com. This is Kevin Swanson inviting you back again next time as we continue to lay down a vision for the next generation.